Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. She Ain't No Mascot, Maggie Glascott.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is in full effect at the moment, so go check it out. And here I am with my little bestie and the creator of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, baby. How you doing?
You know, I'm great. I'm great. I feel great. I feel great. I feel energized. I am ready to dive into this crazy week of Watch What Crappens.
Yes, it's going to be so fun. We're doing our Charleston shows this week, so our schedule is going to be changed up just a little bit. So don't freak out, everybody. You're still going to get all your damn recaps, okay? They're coming. They're coming. The only one we're taking a break from this week is Top Chef, because we have an extra episode that's going to be a live show in Charleston. So sorry, but everything else will be here.
Yeah, we're going to be, for those wondering, schedule's going to be messed up. We're doing this week's Below Deck episode. We are recording Thursday evening in Charleston. And then on Friday night, which is also coincides with our 7-year anniversary. So it's our 7-year anniversary show in Charleston. We're going to do a classic Southern Charm episode. We still actually have not chosen it yet. I guess we should probably choose that later today. We will. Don't worry. Stay tuned. Just follow us on social media. It's really important that you follow us on social media, which is at What Crappens on Twitter and at Watch What Crappens on Instagram, because that's where we oftentimes announce our most important and salient announcements. And there's one coming tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be really exciting for some of you people, for all of us. Listen, we're one big happy family. When one person's excited, we're all excited.
We're so excited. I was taking a pause. I'm like,
except for Ronnie.
I'm just listening to Ben.
Ronnie's like, when you're excited, I'm bemused.
You know, I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm having nervous dreams. I know you are too.
I had a crazy nervous dream about you the other night, which I texted you about.
You know, just meeting. Whenever we talk to people that we've become friends with from these shows, I'm like, what was I saying about Southern Charm in season one? A lot of mean shit. So I've got to kind of stand by that. You know, I'm scared. I'm scared of getting punched in the face.
I'm finding this to be so interesting because, like, I feel like you're so generally fearless when it comes to this stuff. And,
when it's behind someone's back, of course I am. But then you know how I get. I feel like a need to be completely honest even when I don't need to be.
Yeah,
and be like, well, I called you a stupid whore for 5 years, and I meant it. Okay, next, you know. And so it's just like an awkward, it's not that I'm not going to do that, it's just so awkward. But anyway, so that's coming up, so let's see how we fare there. And we've got a bunch of new shows. Cincinnati, we sold out, so we're adding an earlier show that day. So make a day of it, people.
I'm calling it the happy hour show. I think that's a fun way to brand it. Come to our happy hour show in Cincinnati.
Happy hour, Cincinnati Matinee. And then we're going to do a show that night. It's going to be a super fun day. We're going to be in Portland. We're going to be in the Vancouver Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
Yay.
We added a second show in Dallas on Friday night where we will be not sure what we're recapping because we were going to do Below Deck, but that show's going to be over. So we're going to have to come up with something new.
Yeah. Just... This is the Crappin style.
Yes.
We never said we're organized, people. You should all be so happy that we even have a website up, okay? We're a disaster.
So we'll re-announce what that's going to be soon. And then where else, Ben? Irvine and Phoenix.
Everywhere.
Come to Irvine and Phoenix. And then we've got a new announcement coming out tomorrow. So to find those dates, just go to watchwithcrappins.com. That's also where you'll find t-shirt links for Ben in the Streets, Ronnie in the Sheets. And last but not least, tomorrow we will be streaming live on TV Party, our Pump Rules recap. And that's going to be at about 12-ish Pacific time. So come over there and watch that. Talk to us while we do it. Okay?
That's
going to be so fun. Get your TV Party up on iPhone or Android or whatever y'all use.
Yeah. So my anxiety dream about you, I feel like sharing it with the world, which is that I had a dream that Ronnie was just like sitting there on Skype waiting for me to come on so we could record our episode. And I looked at the clock and it was like, I was 26 minutes late and I hadn't texted him. And I was like, oh, shit. And then it was like suddenly it segued to like it was a live show. And I was like refusing to go on stage with Ronnie. But instead, I was like, no, Ronnie, you just go. Let's do a panel instead. And I sat in the audience while Ronnie sat up there with a panel. And the panel of people included my friend from college, Maribel Flores. I don't know why she got into my dream. And then I felt bad. So then I like rounded up. I was like, to make it up for Ronnie, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of celebrities to come on to watch our Crappins. And I rustled up Kate Chastain and Bill Paxton, rest in peace. And I was like, Ronnie, I got Kate and Bill Paxton to come on to the show. And you were like, great. And then we started recording it from like a nail salon. And the ladies who worked there were like, no. And I was like, no, I've got Bill Paxton here. And then I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, it was intense. I don't know what it means, but it was like, it was a wow.
That is a wow. That better never happen, okay?
It was also infinitely more exciting than anything that's happened on Real Housewives of Atlanta this season.
Oh my gosh, this was giving me so much anxiety because the poor lady in Tokyo is like, please don't be late. It's so disrespectful in our culture when you're late. I will take it as a personal affront.
Yeah, as poor Aya, she actually thought that these women would care if she took it as a personal affront. Aya, she tried so hard. Poor Aya,
welcome to the show, babe.
Yeah, welcome. So this was the episode where they went to Japan. So it opens up with like the women doing various things all around Atlanta. And we see Candy and Todd doing a sexy photo shoot for her upcoming Welcome to the Dungeon Cabaret thing, you know. And so she's just like up on a pole. I thought it was going to be like a whole big to do because this was like in the trailer and stuff. But it was just part of like this opening montage.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of watching Candy make money in 9 million different ways. Like, yeah. I'm not jealous or I'm not mad that she's making the money. I'm just like, a dungeon party, please spare me, okay? Does nobody need their vagina tightened today? Like, why are we stuck with this? So Eva arrives and she comes in one of her big hippie dresses. And to celebrate the arrival of Eva, the music department's like, it's like, what? She didn't even take a shower today. She's like in her hippie dress. Like, why are we acting like?
Trixie Monica's like, all right, Paul, let's show them what a real intro's like. Okay, hit it. 3, 2, 1.
So Don Juan is, you know, a little messy here, whatever, trying to get some gossip as she comes in. And Candy's like, well, this is why I'm doing this party. I like to turn a negative into something that I profit off of. Someone said that I was going to try to rape them with a date rape drug. So I'm making date rape drugs called candy coated date rape drugs. Welcome.
Yeah.
Like, jeez.
Candy coated roofies. She's like, see now, cellar. I mean, dungeon in the cellar is where there's not going to be any drama, just burlesque. So that's actually the lead song in her burlesque show. So she's like patting herself on the back for deciding to like be like own the idea that she has a dungeon, which I never thought was that crazy in the first place. Like, I don't know why the day rape thing, that was I can see getting mad at that, but the dungeon thing, I don't know why she would ever be upset about it. So
yeah, I feel like I'm more thrown off by the hibachi room.
honestly.
Yeah, hibachi room, I think, is more of an offensive insinuation. And like, she's got a hibachi room in her basement. Like, what? She is crazy. She is a crazy person. I would never trust her.
Yeah, so basically this is just an excuse, of course, to talk about who everybody's mad at currently.
Yeah.
And Ava's mad because Portia said in front of everybody that Eva's messy and talks shit about Cynthia. And Candy's like, well, what did you expect? Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome to the show. Have you ever watched it?
I felt like Eva was basically trying to broker a deal with Candy of like, I'm going to join your side if you join me right now in bashing Portia. Because she's basically like, I thought Portia was my friend. What sort of friend would do that? But then she calls me out and says that I was like being shady. Isn't Portia the worst? And I'm going to ally with you on hating Portia. But Candy's kind of like, no, Eva. Ooh. And she basically says that, you speak about women one way when they're not there. And then when they're there, you act really, really nice. So, yeah, you're shady. You're shady.
Yeah. So just own the shade.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, if you say something and you're just joking, they're always going to twist it and bring it back. And Eva's like, what kind of friends do that? And I'm like, the kind of friends who know that watching wedding storylines are boring as fuck. Okay. Yeah. That's what kind of friends. Okay. They're trying to help you.
Yeah, exactly. So then Nini goes over to Portia's house and Portia has like already bought herself a little baby bed. She's just like, she's barely out of this trimester and she has like built a nursery, put in a bed, like gotten like 10 different mobiles. I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. And like she is plunging into baby mommydom.
In a turban, which is like the way to do it, you know,
which
like,
I respect.
Yeah. Get that turban going.
Yeah.
And she's like, get them knuckles off my door, Nini, because Nini knocks. And Nini's like, why do you already have a baby bed, stupid?
Why? Why is it smaller than your doormat? And that's pretty small.
Finally, I got a baby bed that says welcome. I hope nobody makes fun of it.
It's like, technically it's a hot dog bun, but okay, we'll call it a baby bed.
Portia's decided that she's past the danger zone. So she's ready to tell everybody about her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And they made this seem way shadier online, which is why you cannot trust online gossip while the seasons are shooting. Because everyone's like, Portia is such an asshole announcing her baby during Eva's bachelorette party. Who does that? I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it's really Eva's bachelorette party.
Yeah,
like they needed to do something to make it exciting. Okay,
yeah. Again, she's helping you.
And Eva basically said, "Does anyone have anything they want to say?" So
yeah, she opened that door.
Yeah, exactly. So they're talking about like, oh my god, how's Portia going to get along with Candy? And Portia's like, listen, I think that's going to be like, we can laugh and have fun, and I won't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me, and then everything's going to be fine. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And then there's like a fun thing where like Nini and Portia act out, like Nini pretends to be Portia and Portia pretends to be Candy, and they sort of like act out what would happen, you know. It's funny.
So airport arrivals. Yeah. This is like the battle of the stupid hats, okay? Everybody is wearing a big stupid hat. I'm not sure, but felt hats are really winning this year on Bravo.
Yeah, I love Tanya arriving, and like she like gets out of her Uber and is like, thank you! Thank you for driving me! Oh my god, my own driver! I have a hibachi grill in the back seat!
I'm so excited! We are gonna go on an airplane! Choo-choo!
Girls, I'm very excited because we're not only going on an airplane, but we're also going to have shrimp tossed into our mouths.
All right. Who's going to take my luggage and who's going to get some egg thrown in their face?
Who wants rice? Eva shows up. She has these huge braids. She's like channeling Linda Perry meets Jane Childs. It's like this very like 90s earth mother hippie hipster thing going on. There was like so much happening. I didn't even know how to process it.
And Nini shows up with 19 suitcases, 19 Louis,
And Greg is, you know, taking care of all of her luggage. And I just laugh because only Nini would be like, oh, you have really bad cancer? Great. Take 19 of my bags to the curb, please. Thanks.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Exactly. So they all get on the plane. And I love that Tanya spilled all over her first class seat. She's like, oh, I got so excited. I thought I was having this terrible dream where I thought I was on the hibachi grill. And I woke up and I was like, girls. And I was like, oh, thank God I'm in first class. Aren't you excited, girls?
Good news. I taste delicious with fried rice.
Oh, I'm God, that dream was so made me so anxious. I'm sweating everywhere. Oh no, I just spilled my complimentary water. Hashtag complimentary water. Am I right, guys?
So then Portia's like, meh. Like Candy's like, I guess we're gonna be fake now. It's called having manners.
It's
like
called
what
being
do you want?
Polite.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I hate this idea that like, you know, like this idea, like, you know. Like, oh, like, I don't like you, you don't like me, so we have to be, like, outwardly cold and rude to each other because we don't like each other. Or you could just be polite because that's what people do in civil society. You just be like, I don't like that person, but I can be nice and I can be polite and, like, smooth this over.
Yeah, that's how the world works, you guys.
Also, how karma works. Yeah.
Also, how what works?
Karma.
Oh, girl. Poor Marlo. Marlo, be nicer to service people, okay? And you know she's not because she has service people karma where everything goes wrong. Like, my mom is sometimes rude to waiters and her food always comes last and incorrect. And I'm like, you know, you got to fix that. She's like, I don't believe in karma. That's a sin. And I'm like, well, you better get on it, okay?
Yeah, well, you don't have to believe in karma, but you can believe in you get what you give.
Yeah, which is karma.
I mean,
oh,
I get
religion. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I guarantee that some PA took Marlo's bags and shipped them off to Omaha. Like, they are somewhere sitting in a Nebraska airport. And the PA is like, I don't care if I get fired. I don't care if I go to jail because I violated some FAA regulation. It was worth it.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, Marlo needs to pay. And she's not giving enough this season. So just get rid of her bags.
Yeah. Did they have a connection? Maybe I wonder if they had a connection because I feel like normally you only lose your bags when you have a connection. But I mean, you could lose your bags easily enough. It just takes one Ashley at Delta to throw your bag on the wrong plane.
Or being extremely late. Did we see Marlo show up when everybody else was showing up at the
airport?
Yeah,
she did. She did. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, darn. I can't blame tardiness today, everybody.
Everyone was on time for the party. Yeah.
So yeah, Marlo's bags didn't make it and everybody's cracking up and she's like, I'm taking Candy's credit card and going to the mall the minute we get there.
Yeah. What I liked was that, like, in an effort to feel like she fit in, you know, they all had like mounds of bags. They had those little like baggage carts. And so they all, like, Tanya's like, I can't see over my baggage. This is amazing. It's like a giant onion ring tower on my hibachi grill. And like Marlo just like puts like her bag. She has like a full luggage thing and she just like puts like her two bags on it just to like be part of like the luggage caravan.
Yeah. And Portia tells Marlo, your ass is so huge. As they get onto the bus, she's like, God, your ass is huge. Which is hilarious coming from Portia. And then Marlo like flicks back her hair and it hits Portia in the face and they're just giggling together. And I have to say, I like Portia and Marlo as friends.
Yeah, it works. It does work. So Cynthia has a boring announcement, of course. She's like, Chad, I want to get a tattoo in Tokyo. It's going to be a tattoo of a kitchen island. That way I can stand around myself.
Then anyone can feel free to clean it when they need some busy work to do during a scene. And Portia's like, are you going to get one that matches with Chris's? And she's like, who's Chris? Portia's like, what's your man's name? And they're like, how dare you? And she also ruined Cynthia's chance to say hashtag chill.
Yeah,
which you know that's... is gonna be that damn tattoo.
Yeah,
you know it's like, gonna be chill.
Yeah, it's gonna be hashtag chill and it's gonna be so annoying.
Yes.
And then Portia starts showing up hurt. She's like, I got one of Dennis. And so she shows off her tattoo. She's like, it's a cross, a heart, and a dollar sign. Which Eva's like, yes, emoji neck, yes.
I just love that it's Jesus loves money. Like, come on. Come on. And then Candy's like, now, you'll be thinking Portia Williams is a fool.
but she ain't no fool. Because she didn't put that man's name on the back of her ear. She's smart.
So I love how excited they are about really everything, because they get to the hotel and they check in and everything. And the hotel people lead them to where they'll be eating, and they have like a pull away wall. And as they're pulling the wall away, Portia goes, "Come on, wall." Loved it.
Yes, wall. Yes.
Come through, fork.
Oh, let me see. I'm looking up air pollution in Japan because, I'm sorry, air pollution in Tokyo because they walked in to the hotel and someone goes,
"That fresh air, that fresh Tokyo air."
I started cracking up. It's like, is that really nice? Like, it's a pretty huge city. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, "Wow, that fresh air in Tokyo."
The pollution's been tidied up, I feel like. So it's like, did this pollution spark joy? It did not.
It's very compartmentalized.
I've got a box at the container store and I put the pollution in there. So there is pollution. It's just been organized. This green cloud is, I folded the green cloud and I put it vertically in my drawer.
Yeah, easily stackable pollution.
I think that's the sort of pollution we could all get behind, by the way.
We're talking about tidying up the Netflix show, which we just talked about on our bonus episode.
Yeah, and we also talked about Temptation Island. Yeah, I think litter would be much more acceptable if we littered in an organized way.
Yeah, like into trash cans.
Into trash, actually. Yeah, you know what? Actually, throwing out trash is really tidying up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally organizing now. We have three colors of trash cans, okay? Like, we're literally organizing our trash.
Bette Midler's like, finally, someone gets it.
The freeway called. It said, thank you, finally.
Mary Kondo, I've been doing this all my life.
So they go into this dinner place, and Marlo's like, take note, Cynthia. This is very nice. Take note for next time you're hosting.
And Candy is hangry. Apparently, no amount of food on the airplane could sate her because she is hangry. And they have this like beautiful, you know, high-end menu, tasting menu that has like a charcoal salmon tartare on it. And she's like, "See now, Riley, I'm hungry and I'm going to experiment right now."
Candy is like not even going to have any of this. And she says, "If you give me a menu and it starts with charcoal tartare, that's a nar-nar."
I can't wait for that single drop. That's a nah, nah, that's a nah, nah. You going out with my girls, that's a nah, nah.
Ooh, so funny. I just can't believe she's never had sushi. Like, why is sushi so weird? Sushi doesn't seem like it should be that odd.
I think it was the charcoal part that was turning her off. I think she was like, but like.
No, because she literally said, they're like, "Oh yeah, tuna tataki." And she goes, is that cooked or raw? And even goes, smoked. And Nini's like, "Ugh, gross." They're all grossed out by sushi.
I know. I'm like, Candy, you're a restaurant owner. This is a bad look.
And then what did Eva say? She's like, excuse me, but this is not." Oh, she said it in the later sushi scene where they're eating sushi again. And yeah. She's like, you guys, this is not Atlanta sushi, okay? That's called fried fish sticks or something.
She's like, that's called like a basket of fried catfish. And Cynthia's like, "Chad, for the first time, Candy doesn't seem that excited about eating. I'll tell you what I'm excited about. That Kitchen Island over there. I'm going to get that as my tattoo. And then Will just want to fuck my elbow."
Tanya's like, "Guys! I found us a great asset! Who's going to lead us? She's little. She's strong. She's golden!" And I'm like, oh my god.
I'm like,
what
who
is
it going to be? Is it going to be Marie Kondo herself? like Marie Kondo? Is it going to be like Kondo? What's her name? Kondo? Kondo, whatever. I mean, I thought it was going to be like the freaking prime minister at that point. She was like... Like, who is, was it going to be like Gwen Stefani and her Harajuku girls? Like, I was getting so excited. It's like, it's Aya! And this like perfectly demure lady comes out like, hi, like she's like a, she's just like, hi, hi, hi.
Yeah, and you can tell like, everyone was hello, like, hello, hello. And they're like, who this bitch? Like, who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
And I like that Tanya says, well, I had to get us somebody to help us because Eva's told us how she got arrested over a cultural misunderstanding. And Eva got arrested there with a bunch of other models because they thought they were prostitutes.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
You got to be careful with those cultural misunderstandings. I mean, you wouldn't want to go someplace that says high-end clothing only, and then you bring your swag boutique outfit. You know what I'm saying, Nini? Right?
Let's think of this as more of a high fashion point.
High as in hibachi.
She's like, there are customs to tackle. So Portia's like,
Well, I'm just like a stripper.
Whatever. So they're all applauding Aya, and she's like, I'm going to be your guides. And look, the most important thing is be punctual. If you are late, I will think you underestimate me. And Nini's like, oh, honey, being late is disrespectful. That is disrespectful.
Yeah.
And she tells us, these girls are known for lateness. Bada, 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 bing, 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 bong.
And then we see an extended montage of the women being late over the years, including that time they all went to see Nini in Los Angeles, which I can't believe is already 6 years ago. And she scolded them in her driveway and sent them back because they were so late. And she was saying, you know, she was just like really being the authority on why you should never, ever be late. And I was like, okay. Okay, yeah. We'll see how this works out.
And they had like 5 clips of people being late for Nini events, which I thought was really a funny thing to have in the canon.
Yeah. So Eva then starts like apologizing. She's doing this like apology speech for not inviting Nini or any of them to Miami, but especially Nini. And she just wants to make it up to everyone. And she wants everyone to get something off their chest if they have anything that's on their chest. And she'll just start. Why not? She'll just start. Portia, why did you call me shady?
Yeah. And she's like, I like you, but how could you do that? You put me on blast in front of everyone. It's a character assassination. And Portia's like,
character assassination? I don't feel it was that deep.
Oh, Portia. And, you know, she's like,
right,
look.
Though.
Yeah. Who? It
wasn't that deep.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
She's right.
And Eva is pretty much in trouble with everybody for doing this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look, you literally talked about Shamia like a dog. And then when you see her, you're like, I'll make some food for you. And Eva goes, oh, so I'm supposed to yell at a pregnant woman? Is that what I'm supposed to do? And Cynthia's like, I think what she means is there are countertops and there are islands. When you can use, but you're supposed to use the island because it's bigger. And that's what you're supposed to use.
It's like you use an abrasive scrub on a beautiful kitchen island. That's what it's like. Not the end of the world, but also like, why would you do that?
And then Marlo goes, yeah, well, that scares me because it makes me think you'll speak behind my back and then be nice to me. And then
you're gonna talk about me like a cat. And they're like, a cat?
And then Cynthia, who's like the translator for everybody today, goes, that means less than a dog.
I was like, excuse me, Cynthia. That's not what that means in my world. It's high praise in my world.
And Eva's like, nobody said I talked about you like a dog. And she's like, I know, a cat. She's like, okay, nobody said I talked about you like a cat. Is there anything else?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Okay. Hee-haw, hee-haw. Right, so we're just going to do farm sounds now, Marlo. Oink, oink, oink.
That's a bunny. It's less than a cat. Okay, Marlo.
She has like one of those things where you pull the cord and a different animal comes out. Nay, nay.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So Portia takes Nini out of the room with her. She's like,
you gotta come with me. I gotta talk to you about something. It has nothing to do with AP base.
So they go out of the restaurant. She's like,
okay, I asked a waiter. I said, how do I say I'm pregnant?
It's the cutest waitress ever, by the way. She's like,
pregnant? Nin Shin Chu.
Yeah, like, she was so cute and scared at the same time. And confused.
Yeah, she's like,
Nichi and Chew. And she's like, Nichi and Chew.
And they just sit there and repeat.
Jimmy Chews. I have an announcement, ladies. Choo choo train.
Hot dog.
So she's like, see that gong? I want to take that gong. I'm like, you just got a lecture about like respecting the culture and you're pulling a gong off the restaurant wall.
Yeah.
Come on.
So she and Nini walk in back with the ladies with the gong and Portia's like, now we're all going to learn. Nin chin choo. They're like, okay. She goes, it means I'm pregnant. And which, and then everyone, like, Nini starts banging on the gong, probably, like, driving the sound mixer nuts.
I know. Nini's not the person to hand the gong to. She's like, gong, 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 gong. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it was also her audition for a reboot of the Gong Show.
Yeah, it's also her going out on stage for the Gong Show. It's like, gong, 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 gong.
So everyone's excited, and then Portia's like, so if I've been acting a little crazy, it's because of the hormones.
They're like, right.
Right, right. How long have you been pregnant for? How many years now? So.
Yeah. And Cynthia's like, she can't hide it at this point, because she's popping front and back at this point.
It's true. I mean, it's like the Goodyear blimp back there. It's crazy.
She has twins in her butt.
Yeah. So then it's the next morning and we just see Candy and she has like a Japanese iron and like she's just trying to figure out how to like open it and use it and understand it. And I could have just like watched an hour of Candy fiddling with an iron. She's like, see, no. I try to turn it on and I just slowly turns into a robot.
I like when she finally figured it out. It like crashes open and she goes, got it.
She's totally gonna start selling those too, you know.
Oh, so let's see. Eva announces that all the rooms are the same so no one can fight. She's like, you all got suites, okay? And Marlo's like, does anyone have flat shoes I can wear? Carry me, Eva. And she jumps on Eva.
And they're like, ooh, the cat's on your back.
So funny. So let's see here. Portia calls Dennis, but he doesn't answer. Warning.
Mm-hmm.
Warning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When the hot dog's away, the bun will play.
Hope you're relishing your time off, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. I hope you mustered the strength to call your baby mama back.
Call her back. It's getting a little chilly in here.
Don't you want to catch up on everything that's happening in Japan?
Listen, if you're going to cut the mustard, it's my fiance. So Candy and Eva are...
just a low-level, unexcited pun rally. We're like, okay, I'll do a pun. You do a pun.
I think I'm officially done with hot dog puns.
I'm like, ugh. Fine, I'll resentfully throw another pun in there. See, everyone, now you see how the sausage is made. Booyah!
So Eva comes over and she's sobbing because she just found out her grandfather had a heart attack and now he's on life support, which is so sad. And Candy's like, do you want me to iron you? And Candy gives her some words of advice. Candy lost her brother when she was really young and she's like, yeah, I've stopped crying when people died after that because I realized that it's just time for them to go. And Eva's thanks. Can I take your champagne?
Yeah. I thought they were going to bring up AJ. Remember, Candy had a boyfriend her first season on the show, and then after that season was over, he died. He got into a fight in a parking lot and died in that fight. And then they talked about it on the show, and she was crying for that. I'm not trying to be like, ha, you did cry about someone who died, but it just made me think about that. I was like, man, that was so long ago.
I know. Back downer. When we were children.
I know.
We watched that from the slide.
So anyway, Candy's consoling her and it's really sad and we all feel bad for Eva and no one wants to get that sort of information, so it's sad. It's a sad time.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like we got a break from cancer this week and then this happens. Come on, show.
And then Candy's like, well, if it makes you feel any better, you want to hear something that's funny? I haven't brushed my teeth. He was like, okay.
He was like, okay, you were the wrong person to come to. I'm taking all your booze.
And then we see like Candy's Japanese toothbrush, and it's like a diamond shaped robot. It's like, I will open up your teeth and brush them. He's like, Candy and Japanese technology. Will the laughs ever end?
So let's see here. Next, they start going to the van. Okay, now it's Aya's time. Now it's Aya's time to stress out. So
it starts off well. 10:45 a.m. and like a good handful of the women come down. You're like, oh wow, look at this. It's like we have, you know, well, Tanya's obviously there. Eva's there. We got like Candy was there. You know,
Portia was there. I mean, Portia got there 10 minutes early.
Yeah, there was like I was like, wow, Aya worked some magic on them. They are listening. They are listening.
And then, no.
No.
Three more left. Like 30 minutes late, 35 minutes late, 45 minutes late. Then Nini comes out.
With, like, Legolas hair. I'm like, will you be aiding a hobbit on his journey this afternoon, Nini?
So...
And Shamari, I'm like, Shamari, you're new. You're not allowed to be this late, and you haven't said anything for the whole episode. Why are you so late?
Yes.
Why are you so late?
And then Candy, of course. She's like, I had to stop at a Chick-fil-A. Actually, I read that on the Facebook thread and was cracking up when they were talking about how people are late. And someone said, remember that time Candy was 3 hours late because she went to Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
I had forgotten about that. So thank you, Facebook.
Yeah. So, so they all arrive like very, very late. And basically they are like, Shamari doesn't show up until 11:47. Shamari is the last one. They're all waiting for her. I'm like, girl, you're going to get fired from this show.
You're like, too new for that.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're all talking about what a shitty day they're having. Cause Nini was got in a fight with Greg because whenever they take off or fly somewhere, they always call the other one to say bye. And she's like, I couldn't reach him. But then he said, I'm over here doing shit for you. And na 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 na, which is kind of true. And I'm sure that she could reach him. What does that mean?
I can't reach him? It sounds a little bit too much like Stassi and Patrick's fight last season on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, this is bad if Nini is following the footsteps of Stassi Schroeder.
Yeah. But that's like a cute couple fight to have when you're like, when you've been together forever. Like, you didn't call me to say goodbye from the plane?
Yeah, it is kind of cute. So Aya, meanwhile, sitting there in her seat, like, just trying to, like, do relaxation exercises. She is, like, she's doing this, like, big fake smile, and she is so furious. Like, you just know she's going to bitch about these women with her friends very politely later on, you know?
Very politely. But she's going to make sure that's compartmentalized into a different part of the day.
I know. She's going to open up a little package and then, like, show her friends her rage and ask them to all touch it. Like, does my rage bring you joy? And they'll be like, yes. Like, me too. Let's always remember this.
God. So Marlo comes on, and she's mad at everybody. Okay, meanwhile, Nini's talking about her husband with cancer, and Eva's talking about her grandfather who's on life support. And Marlo's like, no one even called me to ask if I have a rubber band or deodorant. Nini's like, do you want a rubber band?
It's like, Marlo, there's a front desk. Like, how defenseless are you in a hotel? Okay, like, just call the front desk. Go down to the gift shop. I'm sure there's, like a Japanese CVS across the way. And you could have gotten, like, an adorable deodorant with, like, a Hello Kitty on it.
Yeah, she's like, people are dying and you have loose hair. So...
And then I was like, I had no bra.
Then Aya's like, okay, I just wanted to say again that... it's very important to be on time. Please be respectful of others. And Marlo just rolls her eyes. It's like, work on your timing, Aya.
Not now, Aya. Not now.
So then we cut to commercial, and the best thing ever happens. A commercial for Mexican Dynasties comes on.
Oh, I didn't see the commercial. I'm excited.
That is going to be amazing.
When does that start? March?
It starts like February 26th.
Really? I'm excited. That show is going to be
amazing, okay? And you want to talk about bad accents. Wait. You wait, people.
Oh, I'm so excited to open up a new can of accents.
The preview ends with a maid in a full-on maid's uniform, which I love when people are like still using that black and white maid's uniform from like Clue the movie.
Yeah.
But it ends with her in a confessional. She goes, this family is not normal. And I was like, yes! Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Okay. We need a show like that. We need something to galvanize the Bravo landscape.
And we also just need, just for us, it's like so fun to have a new show.
Yeah. Like a new good show, hopefully.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be pretty good.
So, so now the women are going to this temple, and I was like, I had told them on the bus, like, where we're going is going to be a sacred place. So please try to be quiet, because it's, we need to be quiet tourists. And so they get off the bus and they're like, blah, 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 blah.
And they're like, woohoo, yeah, we're off the bus. And he's like, brr, 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 blue, blue,
come
blue,
through
blue,
temple.
And Tanya's yeah. like, guys, I'm so excited we're here, but we're supposed to be demure tourists. It's a temple.
And I'm like, we're going to be an inside hibachi, not an outside hibachi right now, if you know what I'm saying.
So then they go see the fortune teller, and basically this fortune tellers on Bravo have the best record out of any fortune tellers anywhere in the world, I have to say. Yeah. Like, they've really come up with some truth.
Yeah. This one was like an automated fortune thing. Like, they had to like shake a thing and pull something out and put in a thing. And I didn't really understand the process. I trusted it, but I didn't understand it.
The stick and, has a number on it, and then you read what number you are off the fortune teller menu or whatever.
Yeah. So then they all get their fortunes. And it was kind of funny because the producers presented the fortunes like it was the end of the season. And it was like, Eva now walks around her house, you know? So Portia's was like, when spring comes, willows are in bud. Just like flowers bloom on branches, something happy will come.
You will poop out a hot dog that will cry mommy one day. She's like, oh my God.
Let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies and have ourselves some fun. Okay.
Dog in summer. Hot dog. Oh my God.
And then Candy's, of course, it's like these sticks knew who was coming, you know.
Yeah.
Candy's is like, your sex dungeon will be prosperous, your skill will be developed and known to people in the capital in a sling.
And Don Juan is not to be trusted. That's oddly specific.
And then what was Tanya's?
I don't even remember. It was, there were like, there was something like a burst of many of them very quickly. And so there was something that I didn't even pay attention to.
Oh, I think it was marriage and employment are good, because Marla was like, bitch, Paul's going to marry her. See, it says marriage and employment are good. And he's like, well, what if you want to marry somebody else?
Yeah. So, which I thought was like a, I thought, I didn't think there was anything to that. I was not really even paying attention. I didn't even think
there was anything to that either. And so, I'm always ready to jump on Nene. But I thought she was making a joke like, yeah, marriage and employment are good. You can marry anybody. It doesn't say him. You know, I didn't think she was being mean.
Yeah. And then Eva gets one that basically says, the request will be granted. The patient will get well. Building a new house and removal are both fine. And marriage and employment are well. I think that was whatever it was. It was at a certain point, it did feel a little bit like some sort of like automatic fortune generator. You know, it was like... marriage and blossom do well, future happiness, prosperity. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So they go and they, Eva's still very touched because, you know, it's like sort of crazy that she got a fortune about a patient getting better on the same day that she got the news from her grandfather. So they go into the temple and they all, you know, they give prayers. It's like very nice. Although there's like this weird, like every time one of them gave a prayer, they would like cut to this stock footage of clouds in the sky. It was like a Claritin commercial sort of like trying to burst through the scene, which I think was supposed to be spiritual. It is spiritual. I mean, I still have fond memories of Joan London and balloons when I think of Claritin.
Yeah. Joan London, which leads me to Al Roker when he was still fat. Oh my God. Peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Spiritual I think peace. I discussed Joan London's hair these days is crazy. I think I discussed that last week, but I have to like reiterate it because I've seen that commercial now a few more times. I'm like, Joan London, please.
Joan
please.
London, get it together. Please.
Go please see a professional right now. This is out of control. You cannot be appearing on camera with that crazy hair. Like, you cannot be doing this. You are Joan London, okay? You need to have a waspy little bob like the lady who used to be on the Tylenol commercials, okay?
Yeah, get more Tylenol, Joan London.
So now they go, like, after the temple, they go to, like, a sushi restaurant. and they're there, and they're just, like, talking, and this is where Eva's like, okay, I'm going to show them what real sushi is like, not, like, fried catfish in a basket. So,
and Candy is so mad that they're there. She is so mad. It's hilarious. And Shamari goes, do you guys have a deep fryer?
Shamari. Oh. Yeah, she really only wants it to, like, inspire her to write her next song. Deep fryer! So
Tanya's making small talk with Portia, and she's like, yeah, you know, if Dennis needs any advice on rings, he should talk to Paul, because Paul did a great job. And Portia's like, well, you know, we were having a great time, and I said, so Paul, are you guys married? And Paul said, yeah. And Cynthia's like, so, are you married or are you not married? What's the deal, child? Are you married or are you not married? And Tanya's like, do we have a legal piece of paper? No. Like, what is this? Is this another fake marriage? And why does this happen? And when did this happen before?
It's like the scandal we never knew we needed and we actually still don't need.
Yeah.
It's like a scandal just like casually traipsed in on, like it came around on the sushi conveyor belt and we're like, no, you can keep going. And she's like, I mean, are we technically married? No. Are we legally married? No. Are we spiritually married? No. Do we have a hibachi grill? Yes. End of story.
That was exciting.
And Portia's like, I think that they're secretly married. Which is like, okay, like the secret again. It's like, okay, like things that we have very little personal investment in is whether or not Tanya is secretly married to a guy we saw once on the show.
Yeah, no one cares. And if they are, she's smart for getting married and then waiting to have a big wedding. You know, so she can still have her big wedding.
So she's like, well, Paul is my partner till the end, until we run out of gas in the hibachi room, naturally. Then I just have to leave him.
And then Nini said, well, tread lightly to the end. Meaning, I think in her own, she was putting, I took it as Nini putting her own situation and saying, trust me, towards the end, it gets really hard.
I didn't even really know what she was saying.
I thought she was just saying like Greg, like, oh, tread lightly to the end, because Jesus, that's, you know, don't make that promise, or like making kind of a joke, you know.
Yeah.
And then Tanya gets mad. She's like, what does that mean? Because you said at the temple maybe I should marry somebody else. I mean, what are you saying?
Yeah, you act like you're my friend and then you say these nasty things. It's just so rude. It's rude.
And Nini's like, no. But instead of just diffusing it and saying, look, I'm making jokes about myself. If I've offended you in another way and you're getting to, I'm sorry, but I wasn't being mean to you, you know?
Yeah.
But she's not. She does the typical Nini where she gets offended that somebody is offended. And then she starts just getting rude.
Yeah, but then Tanya's, like, not clear what she's really mad about. She's like, and you made a joke in a spiritual temple! I'm like, you were filming a reality show in a spiritual temple. So, like, really, who's really committed the worst offense here?
Yeah, and Nini's like, I don't even care if you get married or not. Now, do I want you to be happy? And I thought she was going to say, yes, of course, you're my friend. And she goes, I don't care!
She's like, bitch, I brought you onto the show. Don't turn on me a second time, okay? You're not going to get a moment from me at this sushi restaurant. I already got Aya mad at me, and for some reason, I feel really invested in that.
And she's like, I've been married a long time. Don't tell me I'm not serious about marriage. I was like, didn't you get your husband? Wasn't your husband married?
Weren't you divorced for a while? Didn't you have a whole wedding special like 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh my god, so funny. I love Nini memory.
Yeah, so they're fighting. They're having this like random sushi bar fight. And then all of a sudden I was like, to be continued. I was like, wait, what? Are we hanging a cliffhanger on how the Nini-Tanya fight comes out?
Oh my god.
This is like the most low level to be continued we've ever seen on this show.
It is, but I think that they're going to really make it worth it because the clips from next week are Nini just losing her shit. And Portia's like, I think she's going to stab us all.
And also, I'm so excited for next week because it's the revenge of Aya. Aya's like, you were late one day, but no, you're not going to be late a second day because they leave Nini behind because she's late. And I'm like, oh, see, I want Aya to join the show. I want Aya to like make her the new cast member, because I just want to see her getting mad at people being late all season long.
Yes. Like kind of an interesting Dorit. Like Aya is a Dorit that lives within her means.
I love punctuality storylines. They really speak to me.
Well, we're perfectly on time to end this episode, which is nice.
We really are.
Thank you so much for being here, everybody. We will be back tomorrow on TV Party App streaming live our Pump Rules recap, and it will also be available on audio for everybody, and as a Crappens video on demand over on Patreon. If you want to watch some of our recaps instead of listen to them, that's where you'll find them. Also, go get tickets for our live shows, second show in Cincinnati, second show in Dallas. We're also going to
Vancouver, just for
Irvine,
laughs.
Phoenix, go get your tickets. Okay.
Two more cities are going to be announced mañana. So stay tuned for that.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
My name is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. I'm a GP, author, TV presenter, and host of the Feel Better, Live More podcast. I'm delighted that my podcast has been chosen to be part of the Bose Recommends series. On it, I bring you simple and achievable health advice, as well as inspiring stories that will help you to become the architect of your own health. When you feel better, you live more. You can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favorite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.